The Crooked House, written by Christabel Kent and read by Rachel Atkins. 13 years ago. When it starts again, she's face down on her bed with her hands over her ears, and she feels it more than hears it. A vibration through the mattress, through the flowered duvet, through the damp pillow she'd buried her face in. It comes up from below, through the house's lower three stories. Boom. She feels it in her throat. Wait, listen. 1, 2, 3, boom. Is this how it begins? Leaning on the shelf over the desk, wooden letters spelling her name jitter against the wall. They were a present on her 7th birthday, jigsawn by Dad. E-S-M-E. The family had just moved in, unloading their stuff outside this house they called the Crooked House, she and Joe, as the sun went down over the dark marsh inland. Creek House to Crooked House, after the tilt to its roofline, its foundations unsteady in the mud, out on its own in the dusk. Mum was gigantic with the twins, a zeppelin staggering inside with bags in each hand. We need more space now, is how they told her and Joe they were moving. It was 7 years ago. 7 plus 7. Now she's 14 nearly. 14 next week. Oh, go on, Gina had said. Just down it. Then, changing tack, you can give it back then. Esme's been back an hour. She isn't even sure Jo saw her pass the sitting room door, jammed back on the sofa and frowning under his headphones. Since he hit 16...